Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to a blame which is cast on the personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is said that he was a racist and that he preferred his own race, his own tribe, and they substantiate this claim by a narrative which is ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per which the words of that narrative are al-aimmatu min Quraysh, which means that after him, the Prophet said, after his death, the rulers should belong to the Quraysh, which in other words means that people think, they allege that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted the reins of authority to remain in his own tribe, and he wanted the Quraysh to rule after him simply because the Prophet belonged to the tribe of Quraysh, and on the basis of this they think that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'azallah, na'uzubillah, was a racist. Now, it again needs to be understood that each narrative of the Prophet needs to be interpreted in the light of the Quran, and if it is done so, it gives a meaning which is entirely different. Now, in the Quran it is stated very clearly that amruhum shura bainahum, which means that the political system of the Muslims shall be run through their mutual consultation. Of course, the word system is used here, and if we extend it to the political system, it would mean that in this case, the authority of the majority would prevail. In other words, if there is a difference of opinion in some matter, then the authority of then wherever the majority lies, that will be the final authority, that will be the decision which will be implemented. In other words, in this regard, Muslims will elect their ruling party through this means, and wherever the confidence of the majority lies, that particular party will be elected to rule. Now, on the basis of this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his own times, he applied this principle to the situation that he was leaving behind him, and he knew that in this case, the Quraysh enjoyed the confidence of the majority. So therefore, he said that after him, the rulers should belong to the Quraysh. And he, of course, the reason that he should have uttered this sentence would be that he was afraid that there might be a quarrel or a dispute amongst various rival groups and parties which were present at that time, particularly the Ansar. And an untoward situation might arise. So therefore, he decided in his own life, he told the people in his own life that as per this Quranic principle, that the confidence of the majority, whichever party enjoys the confidence of the majority, the rulers will be elected from that particular party. So since the Prophet knew that the Quraysh would hold this conference of the majority, so therefore he commanded people to tell that these rulers will belong from the Quraysh, and which of course in other words meant that as long as the Quraysh enjoyed the conference of the majority, they would remain rulers, and as soon as this situation does not remain and some other party starts to enjoy the conference of the majority, then the reins of power shall be transferred to that particular group or party. So it needs to be understood that this particular narrative of the Prophet has absolutely no bearing on the fact that he was ma'azallah, a racist, and is an absolute misinterpretation of facts. This particular narrative is of course just a delineation of the Quranic principle of amruhum shura bainahum, which means that the system of the Muslims shall be run by their mutual consultation, which in other words means that the majority will prevail, and therefore on the basis of this particular verse, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam merely applied the situation which existed at that time. He merely applied this directive to the situation which existed at that time, and that was that the Quraysh enjoyed the confidence of the majority. And therefore, when he said that al-aimmatu min Quraysh, he only meant that since the Quraysh enjoyed the confidence of the majority, so therefore after him, they shall be the rulers. And as I said earlier, which of course automatically means that as soon as they would lose this confidence of the majority, they would no longer be eligible to remain rulers of the Muslims. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.